This week's cultural highlights for the Berkshire region include a diversity of musical performances, a regional theater premiere, and several art openings. Revered Canadian folk-pop singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot, known for such classic hits as If You Could Read My Mind, Carefree Highway, Early Morning Rain, and The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, performs at the Colonial Theater in Pittsfield tonight at 8, and he will sound a lot better than I did. Up in Massmoka in North Adams, there are two wildly divergent musical programs this weekend. Tonight, Don Edwards, who favors the western half of the country and western equation, performs cowboy ballads in the Hunter Center at 8. Equal parts historian, musicologist, and balladeer, Don Edwards croons and spins canonical tales of the American West with passion poetry and sharp factual detail. And tomorrow night, boombox-wielding duo Javelin brings its witty collage of catchy melodies, ethereal vocals, synth-pop soundscapes, and danceable rhythms to Massmoka's intimate Club B10 at 8 p.m. Lauren Gunderson's play, Emily, La Marquise du Châtelet Defends Her Life Tonight, receives its Northeast Regional premiere in a production by Wham Theatre on Barrington Stage's St. Germain Stage in the Sedell and Lieblatt Performing Arts Center in Pittsfield tonight through November 24th. Emily du Châtelet, best known for her 15-year liaison with Voltaire, the French Enlightenment writer, historian, and philosopher, was far more than a great man's mistress. She became a highly regarded interpreter of modern physics and a master of mathematics and linguistics during the Age of Enlightenment. In the play, Emily searches for a formula that will convince the world of her worth by tallying her achievements in love and philosophy. Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge celebrates award-winning illustrator Wendell Miner's four-decade career, highlighting his many cover illustrations and children's books, pictures, each inspired by his love of history, art, science, and the natural world, in the exhibition Wendell Miner's America, opening tomorrow and on view through May 26 next year. Pulitzer Prize-winning author David McCullough, who has collaborated with Wendell Miner on such books as 1776, John Adams, and Truman, will offer remarks during a special opening reception tomorrow from 6 to 8:30. Oil paintings by Joel Griffith will be displayed at Newman Fine Art in Hillsdale, beginning tomorrow and running through January 4th. A reception and gallery talk by the artist will take place on Saturday, November 30th at 5. Joel Griffith was named the official painter laureate of his hometown of Tivoli, New York in 2003. His paintings, many of which grace the walls of Tivoli's town hall, quote, are like a great story told at the local bar by a profound poet with a visionary eye, says Bard College Associate Professor Tim Davis. It's a weekend of American trios, Americana trios at Club Helsinki Hudson, with old-timey trio The Y's tonight at 9 p.m., followed by Montreal indie rockers Plants and Animals Saturday night at 9. It's quite a range of music. The Y's play and compose music inspired by the early American musical idioms of the 1920s and 30s, including blues, country, ragtime, gospel, and swing. With their inventive folk rock, Plants and Animals could be Canada's answer to Wilco. And I'm Seth Rogovoy's answer to you, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.